this flyover clip.
I just want people to understand you have the right to, you're in charge. And when you go into a hospital, you have more rights as a patient than any medical professional in the room or that's been assigned to you. Yeah. You dictate your health. You just don't know that. You think you are, you think they're in charge. You're not. It's your life and your health. So you get to fire anybody you don't like, and they by law have to leave the room. They cannot participate anymore. So like, for example, you guys know my father-in-law died in February of 2020. And this is really what set me on fire to speak out at all in relationship to COVID and the hospital protocols. But on the sixth day, when we walked into the hospital, my wife went in the room first, and this nurse was in there and goes, "How dare y'all take your dad off of vancomycin? You're gonna, your decisions are hurting your dad." This is not a joke. Jane, who you've met, who loves her dad, but she is super sweet, does not get upset, doesn't yell at anybody. She just looked at this lady, this nurse who'd been there for 6 days, and we'd seen her the last couple days. She just looked at her and she goes, "You're fired. Don't ever come back in here again." And she goes, Jane goes, "You're fired." And that's, and when I come walking into the room from parking the car, Jane goes, "I already fired the nurse." And sure enough, she can't come back in. She had to walk out and go sit in the nurse's station. Never was allowed to go back in for the next 4 days that he was there.
So what do they do, Dr. Artis? Do they send in just a different nurse? Is that what they do?
Yeah, you can actually demand a different doctor who's assigned and has rights in that hospital. You can say, "You're fired. Go find me another one." And they will have to provide you with another one. I mean, you just do it. And most people just don't know they can do that.
No. How about aides? Like, if there's an aide that comes in, can you fire an aide?
Yep. You can fire anybody in a hospital setting.
That is so good to know.
I mean, I just want to go to a hospital today and just walk around looking for somebody.
Fired.
I like the way you looked at me.
Yeah.
They know the rules. They don't tell you those rules, and they don't want to advertise those rules that they don't want you knowing you have more rights than they do, but that's absolutely the Bill of Rights of patients. You have more rights than anybody in that hospital to either fire, not consent. You can leave. You can sign your AMA to leave against medical advice. I mean, you can do all that stuff and just leave. You don't have to stay. It's really funny, though, because they'll try to scare you. Typically, they'll use fear mongering to tell you you have to stay.
Intimidation.
For example, if you have chest pain for an hour or two and left arm pain and break out with sweats and you think you're having a heart attack and you go to the emergency room, you're sitting there for an hour. By the time you get back into a room, if all your symptoms are gone, like you don't have the chest pain anymore, the sweats are gone, you're like, "Oh, I think I'm okay to go home." You actually could have had a mild heart attack. You're actually better off going home than staying at the hospital. Because the moment they come in, they're going to go, no, you can't leave. This is what they'll tell you. No, you have to stay. And if you're like, "Well, doc, now that you're seeing me, it's been an hour. I don't have any symptoms anymore. Maybe I just had gas." You know, you as a patient are going to make up whatever. And you're going to be like, "But I feel fine." And they're going to go, "No, we just did an EKG. You need to stay here. We believe you have a blockage, or we need to do some kind of heart surgery, whatever." You just need to know. You can leave. But what they say to you is this. They will actually say this, and they've said this to people I know and love and are in my family. They've actually said this. "Your heart is like a ticking time bomb. You cannot leave. It could go off at any time." And I'm like, you do know hearts don't explode, right? This is in my head. I know they don't explode. Hearts never go like this. Boom. That's not a heart attack.
It's just a picture.
The heart just goes like this. And then it stops beating. That's it. If you have a heart attack, and then it will start back up most of the time, right? That's usually what happens. Well, if you're still alive and feeling well, just go home and then go read a book on how to keep the heart healthy and maybe stop drinking so much alcohol or sugar or eating sugar or whatever and make improvements to your heart that way. You do not have to stay there. The heart does not explode, but that is what they will tell you. You're like a ticking time bomb, and your heart could explode at any moment. They'll actually say dumb stuff like that. And I've that is not true. The heart's never done that, ever, not once in your entire existence of humanity. It's never happened. But I will
this
tell you this.
This is such great information.
"We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the thing.
We will shut you down. We will cite you. And if we need to, we will arrest you, and we will take you to jail, period."
"I wasn't thinking of the Bill of Rights when we did this.
But no amendment to the Constitution is absolute."
"God actually spoke to me. He spoke about sacredness. He said to me, 'Kim, what I place in many, many people is sacred. And if anybody touches what is sacred to me, then it is the end for them. So what I've done in the United States of America is sacred. And there are people on every side that are trying to destroy what I deem sacred. And it's not going to happen.
This is the definition of criminal conspiracy, racketeering, and collusion. This is not a theory. This is evidence.
Because I have upheld this country to spread a light to the rest of the world. When you choose to go against the sacred thing that God put into the very heart and the soil of this nation, this was sacred to God.
This Reawakened Tour is literally what it means. It has reawakened the American heart.
For more great content, go to flyoverconservatives.com.